If Santa Claus needed a place to buy all of his decorations, this would be it. It's big business in small town Michigan, and it brings Christmas cheer every day of the year. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Wayne Bronner retells the story of how his father, Wally, began the biggest store of its kind.
One time, some people came into a hardware store that he was trimming, and they asked the hardware store owner if he had any Christmas decorations, and they said, no, we really don't, but why don't you talk to that window trimmer there? His name's Wally Bronner, so they did, and he made some Christmas panels, and it turned out it was for the city of Clare, Michigan, which isn't too terribly far from here. Word got around that this gentleman here, Wally Bronner, can make Christmas decorations, and before you know it, he was in more demand for producing Christmas decorations than he was for signs.
That was 1945, and since that time, the Bronners have devoted their work solely to making and selling Christmas-related items. Bronner's Christmas Wonderland is a 320,000-square-foot complex, making it the world's largest Christmas store.
We look for items truly all over the world. We travel over to Europe several times per year. We line up a lot of exclusive production over there. We have some factories that we work very, very closely with to line up some unique Christmas decorations, and in particular, some very unique and special glass ornaments.
Wayne says although he and his family are selling Christmas-related items, they've never forgotten the true meaning behind the holiday.
We're just very pleased that we're able to share the good news of the good Lord here and what he's all done for us, and we're able to do it, and it's a business. There's no secret about that. If it wasn't a business, we wouldn't have any finances to be able to do this. So it's a multi-purpose occupation here for us. We're just very blessed that we're in a situation where we can share this good news.
And when the holiday season arrives, the Bronners will be here to greet the thousands of customers that are looking to spread a little Christmas cheer. Traveling the countryside in Frankenmuth, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.